It's On Second Thought. I'm Celeste Headlee. Federal data show the suicide rate among veterans has risen over the last decade. In 2007, the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs approached this problem with a 24-hour call center in upstate New York. And the VA recently expanded that service with a second hotline in Atlanta. GPB's Sean Powers reports.
28-year-old Crystal Hernandez of Columbus, Georgia, met her future husband Donovan in 2009. He was in the Army, deployed to Iraq and Afghanistan, shortly after 9/11. Their story began when she finally noticed him, sitting at a bar by himself. He had noticed her many times before. Crystal liked hearing how Sergeant Hernandez took care of his troops.
He was very thoughtful. He always was looking out for his soldiers and, you know, making sure that they were taken care of, because for him, that was like his family. That was definitely his brotherhood, and he was always looking out for them.
The next day, they went on their first date. Crystal says they had an instant connection.
He had always wanted to talk to me, but he felt like I was out of his league, so he didn't.
By the next year, they were married. The year after that, they were parents. This is from a home movie of Donovan and daughter Chloe making animal sounds.
What sound does the tiger make? No, that's a pig. Roar! Can you do it?
Crystal says life was good, but there were moments when Donovan would get moody or sad, showing what she believed were symptoms of PTSD. She says they worsened after he retired from the Army in 2013. She urged Donovan to get help. He was diagnosed with the disorder.
So I would just try to do anything and everything I could to encourage him to be happier. And what I ended up having him do is I kind of ended up pushing him into going and seeing the counselor at the Ranger Regiment because I knew something wasn't right.
July 12th, 2014 is seared into Crystal's memory. She remembers Donovan cleaning his guns and asking if she wanted to go to the shooting range. She said no. He got very angry. Deciding to take Chloe and go to her mother's, Crystal began packing.
By the time I'd walked out of our bedroom closet, he was standing on the opposite side of the bed with the gun to his head. And he asked me, he said, "Do you want me to do this?" And I'm like, "No." And I reach for my phone and I start calling 911. And by the time I started to call 911, it was over.
The bullet went through Donovan's head. He held his eye for a moment and then collapsed. In 2014, the year he died, an average of 20 veterans a day died from suicide, according to the VA's Suicide Prevention Program. Between 2001 and 2014, the average rate of veterans' suicide climbed more than 30%.
If you are in emotional distress or suicidal crisis,
the VA has been working to lower those figures with 24-hour hotlines.
If you are a U.S. military veteran or current service member or are calling about one, please press 1 now. Otherwise, please hold on while we route your call to the nearest crisis center in our network.
Since this hotline went live in 2007, Crisis Line counselors have fielded more than 2.5 million calls and dispatched emergency services to callers more than 67,000 times. Hotline manager Garrett Dickinson says the phones ring around the clock.
Most of our calls are veterans, veterans that serve in, you know, the current wars we're facing in Iraq and Afghanistan, all the way back to World War II. We get a lot of Vietnam veterans that call, a lot of Korea veterans that call.
Dickinson recently transferred from the VA's New York call center to the new one in Atlanta. He says returning vets from Iraq and Afghanistan require expanding service. Both call centers average up to 2,000 calls or text messages a day. The Atlanta office helps speed up call responses and serves as a backup if the other call center has problems. Dickinson understands why some vets may not want to seek this, but his message is clear and his mission sincere.
We're not going to force you to do anything when you call. You're not going to lose any job prospects or things like that, because I know that's a lot of concerns. Active duty veterans, you know, feel they might lose security clearances when they call. That's not the case. Okay, when you call, it's to have a conversation.
But who has that conversation matters to many veterans, says Chris Dorsey. He oversees the Georgia-based group Warrior Overwatch. It helps connect vets to services. I reached him on his farm in Lumpkin County. Dorsey says he thinks the VA crisis lines should be managed by veterans.
Who better to relate to these guys that are in crisis than somebody that's been there, somebody that understands. Do I want to talk to a civilian that works for the VA who's going to analyze me and be a negative interaction? Or do I want to talk to a veteran? You know, whether we serve together or not, he's my brother or sister in some way.
But VA's Garrett Dickinson says operators at the call centers, like the one in Atlanta, are trained in mental health services and military culture.
Numerals, times, military time, you know, things like that. We get a lot of questions about their MOS, their job in the military. Well, you kind of got to know what MOS means and then what, you know, kind of put two and two together and figure out where that goes.
Both groups, however their staffing may vary, want the same thing: to help vets with trouble find help and get useful thanks for their service, and help make sure scenes like this aren't repeated. A couple of months ago, Crystal Hernandez took her daughter Chloe to see her dad.
I finally took her out to his grave and explained to her, well, this is where his body lives, but this is not where his soul lives. She, like, hugged the headstone and kissed it and told him that she loved him, and she was glad that she knew, like, where he physically was now. She never went back into that house after that.
For GPB News, I'm Sean Powers in Atlanta.
For more details on the VA's crisis hotline, visit gpbnews.org. And we want to hear from you if you're a veteran. What was your experience like adjusting to civilian life? Call us at 404-500-9457. You can also post your thoughts on Facebook or tweet us at OST Talk.